1017thehammer.com. Jared Jesselitis and Kyle Charters. We go to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, and we bring in our buddy Andrew Walker of Colts.com. The Colts knocking off the Texans on the road on Sunday. That ends their 9-game winning streak and also keeps the Colts in the hunt for a wild card spot. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Actually, 2 games back in the division, there's still hope there. Even though it won't happen, there's still hope there. So, still in the hunt. So the team's really excited. They're trying to keep it week-by-week approach, but it's hard not to start scoreboard watching eventually because it's just so exciting to be in the hunt now finally again after a couple years away.
Before we get into sort of what it will take for the Colts to get in, we hear that you had an adventurous flight back from Houston on Sunday. What happened?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was fun. Usually the team takes, for the most part, takes two smaller planes wherever they go, and the players and maybe some coaches are on one plane, and then kind of everybody else, you know, our digital media crew, medical trainers, rest of the coaching staff, security, you know, everyone you can imagine is on another plane.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's in a good mood, you know, a big win, snap, you know, against a division rival. We get on our plane, they get on their plane, and then we're just kind of sitting there, and, I'm chopping away on the keyboard, getting stuff done. I've got good momentum going. Then our security guy comes on and says, "Hey, look, guys, everyone's going to have to scrunch up in that front half of the plane. The players are going to have to come on this plane. I don't know if there's an issue with their plane or what, but 5 minutes later, all the players come by and we're all scrunched together, and they for the most part were scrunched together too in the back half. But it made for an interesting flight. I was actually sitting right in front of Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly. And I'll tell you what, offensive linemen have a unique sense of humor, and it's my kind of humor. And it was probably my funnest flight home, just getting a chance to be able to kind of hear them converse with each other and kind of give each other crap the whole flight.
Spoken like a guy who did not get stuck with a middle seat between those two offensive linemen. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think that thing would be as fun, but it's good to know there's either some Dallas fans working in the airport down there at Houston,
or Belichick's reach. They want to make it tough.
Yeah. Or Belichick's reach is just far than we ever could have possibly imagined. Well, we got Andrew Walker on with us, Colts.com writer. One of the big things that stood out to me over the last couple of weeks with this Colts squad has been the play of T.Y. Hilton. Ever since the break, I mean, going into the bye week, I think he was averaging about 58 yards a game. He comes out of the bye week. Now he's averaging 126 yards per game. So my question is, why is he all of a sudden just lighting up the board here? Is it something in the play calling? Is it who they are playing against? Is it maybe Andrew Luck is getting more comfortable? Did T.Y. have some kind of cybernetic legs put in on the bye week? Like, what has happened here?
Well, actually, so T.Y. Week 4 against the Texans suffered both a chest and hamstring injuries, and both were actually, I mean, not major, but they were enough to keep him out a couple games. So whether or not that might have factored in once he came back, maybe he was taking it, you know, maybe they're taking a little bit lightly on him, or, you know, we don't know. But I do know against the Raiders, and I believe that was right before the bye week, he was a huge part of their game plan as far as wanting to get him the ball. The Raiders just focused so much of their resources defensively on T.Y. that it left everybody else open, and that's why you see 40-some points in that game, and why the Colts were able to rush for 200-plus yards is because the Raiders were so worried about T.Y. Hilton beating them that they just focused everything on him and focused nothing on Marlon Mack and Nyheim Hines and Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle and those guys. So the good thing about Frank Reich's offense, in previous years when teams would focus on T.Y. Hilton and shut him down, it seemed like the Colts couldn't do anything. It seems like it was either T.Y. Hilton or nothing for the most part, and then the numbers would back that up. But now Frank Reich's so creative, and he's got a couple weapons, you know, Eric Ebron leading the league in touchdown receptions, a couple other younger receivers have kind of stepped up at times. He's got other people that can kind of take over for you if you're going to just focus on T.Y. Hilton. The thing about T.Y. Hilton, though, is he's got that elite ability to get open even if people are focusing on him. But the Texans, for whatever reason, they weren't jamming him at the line. They're giving him plenty of space to run his routes. He's one of the best route runners in the NFL. He's not just a burner. He's a great route runner. And that's how he breaks free for, you know, 150, 175, 199 yards like he did on Sunday. So if you want to stop T.Y. Hilton, if you want to focus on that, that's fine. And maybe that's happened a couple times throughout the year, but you'll see Frank Reich's like, okay, that's fine. We'll go to Eric Ebron. We'll go to Zach Pascal. You know, we'll go to other people. And that's what they did.
All right. So the playoffs, Colts have to win out to get to 10, you think, or is there a possibility that Indy could get in at 9-7? I mean, there are a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah.
with several teams tied at 7-6, but as you sort of look at it, look at other teams' schedules, look at the Colts' schedules, what do you think Indy has to do?
Well, if you're the Colts, like the team itself, I think there's no, you know, obviously you want to win out. I mean, mm-hmm. you want to get as many wins as you can, but that also, as kind of you alluded to, that's going to be your best bet, just mathematically. You know, you'll need some help even at 10-6, but you'll help yourself a lot more if you can just win the rest of these games. That's easier said than done. You got the Cowboys who are on fire, four or five game win streak. The Giants coming in who are actually playing a lot better football lately. And then the Titans, that's a divisional matchup. They're one of the other 7-6 teams. And they're a team that's going to be mad that you beat the tar out of them a few weeks ago. So, you know, it's easier said than done to do it. You can get in at 9-7. You just need a ton of help to do it. There's that long, long, long list of tiebreakers, and it comes down at the very end. It's a coin flip. So, you know, it's just crazy to think the Colts right now after 1-5 are in this position, which is great. But now that they're in it, they don't want to think of, oh, gee, you know, we're lucky to be here. No, it's not that anymore. It's let's do the work needed to win in the fourth quarter of all the rest of these games and put ourselves in position so that we don't need a tiebreaker. We earn it ourselves. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I can't believe the Dolphins. Well, we all saw that Dolphins play, but I can't believe they're still a factor. You know, they're doing just enough to what they need to do to stay in this race. And I mean, heck, the Browns are right there. I mean, they're nipping on everybody's heels. Who saw that coming? Who saw the Steelers kind of dropping a little bit? The Ravens are kind of up and down. So, so we'll see how this plays out. But it's the AFC for sure has been very, very interesting all season, and it looks like it'll continue to be so.
The ties are going to come into factor, Andrew, and we're Jared. I think Jared's going to get after you again.
How are we feeling about that? Houston Texans.
Jared won't let it go.
Not playing for the tie game now. All of a sudden,
yeah.
I think we have a difference of opinion on that. All of a sudden, now, right?
Yeah, I'm. You know, and it's fair. It's 100% fair to bring that up. 100% fair to say, you know, now and everyone, and a lot of people, and probably you said it at the time. Hey, down the road, this might become a factor. And it's kind of becoming a factor, but you know, Frank Reich was being aggressive. The players genuinely appreciated it. And maybe they weren't looking down the road and that's the way they're trained. They weren't looking down the road either. But you know, Frank Reich has continued to be aggressive. We saw against the Jaguars last week, the gambles didn't pay off on fourth down. This week against the Texans, when you're up three on your final drive trying to milk the clock, he wasn't running the ball. He was passing the ball, and it paid off. So they like the aggressive nature. Frank Reich's going to – that's who he is. And so it didn't pay off then, and you know, it's unfortunate for the Colts because, you know, one less loss and a tie would sure look better right now. But that's just the way that Frank Reich's going to roll, and that's who he is. So there's no reason to really – you know, you can debate all you want, and I can – debate it all you want, but it's just that's the way it is, and that's not going to change.
Andrew, before we let you go, Steelers, Ravens, Dolphins, Titans. If you are a Colts fan, which one of those teams scares you the most in terms of keeping you out of the playoffs?
Well, I mean, the Steelers are so up and down, and right now they're down. So, you know, I think they're going to hit their. I mean, Big Ben seems to find some new injury every week, and then he comes back. I think they're built for the playoffs, though, with running and defense. So they're kind of a team that scares me. Baltimore's defense is so dang good that, you know, I don't know how you looked at that Chiefs game, but I felt like they shut down Kansas City for the most part, maybe until the very, very end. I thought they did a great job against Mahomes. So those two teams, because they have defense, really good defense. Now, the Titans have a pretty good defense, but the Colts exploited that. So I don't know. I think those two teams in the North are built for late-season football, and they're two teams that stand out to me.
Andrew Walker, Colts.com, with us here on the Wings at Center Hammerhead Hotline. Always a pleasure talking with you, buddy, and maybe next time fly out a Hobby instead of Reagan or whatever when you're leaving Houston, all right?
Yeah, I'll book commercial this time and not have my nice little team flight. So.
I thought you were flying private, buddy. I thought that's the way you flew normally.
They do.
Oh, no, yeah. I just get my private jet going, and that's how I go around the country.
There you go.
Andrew, buddy, hey, we always appreciate you waking up early with us, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Take care, bud. All right, more of the Morning Drive next. We'll find out what we learned when we come back on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com.
At Kelly Engineering, we have been serving farmers since 1972. As your local dealer for Ag Leader, Henniker, True Ag, and more, we offer industry-leading technologies from steering to planting to harvest and everything in between. Whether you want a customized starter system, a field-ready toolbar, or help with your data, Kelly Engineering in Brookston has the experience to help you achieve your goals. Visit us online today at kellyeng.com and bring purpose to your precision ag.
So you're planning to buy a new snowplow this winter? Save big at Road Truck Equipment. They have Western snowplows and spreaders on sale now, in stock, and ready for installation. Get to Road Truck today and take advantage of big savings going on now for a limited time. So get to Road Truck before the selection is gone. Located across from SIA on Veterans Memorial Parkway. Call Road Truck Equipment at 447-3900. That's 447-3900. Or go to roadtruck.com.